Thank you for that, Karina. Let's stand together one more time if you are able.
Vamos a ponernos de pie, si puede, claro.
Glad to have the Spanish with us this afternoon.
Una bendición tener la obra hispana aquí.
And thankful for Pastor Campa.
Gracias, Pastor Campa.
You can say nice things about yourself.
I was about to say that.
Okay, good. I could lie, but he'd lie better. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15.
Primera de Corintios 15.
I'm gonna read verses 1 to 11.
Voy a leer del 1 al 11.
To save time, if the Spanish in your Bible, you read it along in Spanish as I read in English.
Usted que está en español, para ahorrarnos de tiempo, léalo y síganos con su, leyéndolo por su cuenta.
And hopefully we'll both be confused.
Y claro, después vamos a estar los dos confundidos.
Okay, verse 1.
Versículo 1.
It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received and wherein you stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. After that he was seen of James, then all of the apostles." Then verse 8 to 11, I really want us to focus on. "And last of all, he was seen of me also as one born out of due time. For I am the least of the apostles, that am not meet to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And his grace, which was bestowed upon me, was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than them all. Yet not I, but the grace of God, which was with me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach, and so you believed." Brother Campa, you pray for us, and then we'll go.
Vamos a orar. Señor, gracias. Bendice el servicio, bendice la predicación. Danos la habilidad de salir de bendición. En nombre de Cristo. Amén.
Amen. You may be seated.
Puede tomar asiento.
Okay, we don't have a long time, so I'm going to talk fast.
Vamos, no tenemos mucho tiempo. Voy a hablar rápido.
Brother Campa is going to talk fast.
Yo voy a hablar rápido también.
And you just stay awake.
Y usted despiértese nomás.
And we'll be done.
Y vamos a terminar.
Paul was one of the greatest men in the Bible.
El apóstol Pablo es uno de los mejores cristianos en la Biblia.
Especially in the New Testament.
Especialmente en el Nuevo Testamento.
Paul was one of those that right after he got saved,
Pablo es uno de aquellos que después de ser salvo,
he took off.
Agarró vuelo.
In the verses we read,
en los versículos que leímos,
he first clarifies what the gospel is.
Nos clarifica lo que es el evangelio.
And then he talks a little about the resurrection.
Y luego habla un poco de la resurrección.
And those who saw Christ
y
after his resurrection.
Aquellos que vieron a Cristo después de la resurrección.
And that's a theme he's going to follow up on the rest of the chapter.
Y es un tema que él va a seguir todo el capítulo.
But after he talks about those who saw Christ after his death,
y pero después de hablar de aquellos que vieron a Cristo después de su muerte,
for a few verses he talks about himself.
Por algunos versículos habla de él mismo.
He gives a little insight.
Nos da un poco de su perspectiva.
From my perspective,
de su perspectiva,
why he was so used of God.
¿Por qué fue usado grandemente por Dios?
I would like to think that we want to be used of God.
Quisiera pensar que todos queremos ser usados por Dios.
I would like to think that we're past selfish Christianity.
Quisiera pensar que ya pasamos el cristianismo egoísta.
And we want to accomplish something great in our life
for Christ. Y queremos llegar a cumplir algo grande en nuestra vida para Dios.
By the way, in our church,
hey, en la iglesia,
we're never going to accomplish anything.
Nunca vamos a llegar a algo
unless we work together to do something.
A menos que trabajemos juntos para Dios.
For God. I like to read stories of people who are accomplishing things.
Me gusta leer historias de gente que llegaron a cumplir algo.
I like biographies.
Me gusta biografías.
Here's someone that, as we mentioned this morning, launched out and did something great.
Alguien, como dije en la mañana, que agarró algo y fue largo en su vida.
When we look in the Bible, we see that.
Cuando vemos la Biblia, eso encontramos.
We see people that are willing to just step out of themselves and do.
Vemos a gente que tiene la voluntad de hacer algo grande.
Remember, I read a book many years ago about Michael Dell, who founded Dell Computers.
Hace años leí un libro acerca de Michael Dell, el fundador de la computadora Dell.
When he was a teenager in school,
cuando era un joven en la escuela,
he started a paper route.
tenía una ruta de papel.
And then he started taking more paper routes.
Y empezó a tomar más rutas de papel.
He started getting people underneath him to help.
Y empezó a contratar gente abajo de él.
One day he was talking to one of his, I think, junior high teachers.
Una vez estaba hablando con uno de sus maestros de escuela.
And he found out he was making more than the teacher was making.
Y llegó a la conclusión que él estaba haciendo más que su maestro.
He got into college.
Entró al colegio.
Freshman.
Siendo de primer año.
He decided to start making his own computers and sell them out of his dorm.
Y empezó a construir sus propias computadoras y a venderlas.
He never finished that year.
Nunca terminó ese año.
And he built a great business.
Y levantó un gran negocio.
Now, if someone in the secular world,
si alguien en el mundo secular,
can accomplish great things,
puede hacer grandes cosas,
it'd be nice if, as Christians, we want to accomplish something for God.
Sería una bendición que nosotros los cristianos hiciéramos algo por Dios.
By the way, something that has great reward.
Es algo que tiene una gran recompensa.
By the way, Paul is one of those guys.
Hey, Pablo es uno de ellos.
You look at Paul.
Si miras a Pablo.
Before salvation,
antes
Paul
de ser salvo, Pablo
was a great in his religion.
Era alguien grande en su religión.
Now he was wrong, but he wanted to accomplish something.
Estaba equivocado, pero quería hacer algo.
Then he gets saved.
Luego lo salva Dios.
The second he gets saved,
el minuto después de ser salvo,
he took all that energy,
agarró toda esa energía,
that he had for false religion,
que tuvo cuando era religioso equivocado,
and he gave it to God.
Y se lo dio a Dios.
And he accomplished
y
great
hizo grandes cosas.
Think
para
about
Dios.
What he did.
Piense lo que hizo.
He went out and founded churches in many places.
Salió y levantó iglesias en diferentes lugares.
Took the gospel into Asia.
Llevó el evangelio a Asia.
Paul, he suffered much persecution.
Sufrió persecución.
By the way, he always used his persecution to preach Christ.
Hey, siempre usó su persecución para predicar a Cristo.
He wrote most of the epistles that we have
escribió
in our New Testament.
Mucho de las epístolas que tenemos en el Nuevo Testamento.
I like the story when he was on the boat going to Caesar.
Me gusta la historia cuando iba en el barco hacia César.
He got on the boat as a prisoner.
Entró al barco como prisionero.
If you know the story, the boat ended up wrecking.
Y si usted conoce la historia, el barco navegó, se perdió.
By the time it gets to the end,
cuando llegaron al final,
Paul is encouraging everybody.
Pablo está animando a todos.
He's kind of calling the shots.
Y está más bien en control y mandando ahí.
And then he's put in prison in Rome.
Y luego empieza a llegar a Roma,
where he would eventually be put to death.
Donde al final viene a morir.
And even then, he was reaching people.
Y aún ahí estaba alcanzando
for
gente
Christ.
Para Cristo.
As in the few minutes we have, I want to look
en los
at the story.
Minutos que tenemos, quiero mirar algo.
I want to share some things that help Paul to be used of
quiero,
God.
Quiero hablar de algunas cosas que llevó a Pablo ser usado por Dios.
And as we think of what God has done over here, over
y al pensar
here,
lo que Dios
years.
Ha hecho en nosotros, en nuestra iglesia,
I really want to look forward to what God can continue to do.
Quiero pensar en lo que Dios va a seguir haciendo.
But God's going to do it when we're all on the same page.
Pero Dios lo va a hacer cuando todos estemos en el mismo pensamiento.
So what helped Paul?
¿Qué ayudó a Pablo?
First of all, he knew Christ.
La primera cosa es que Pablo conocía a Cristo.
He said in the verse, and last of all he was seen of me also as one born out of due time.
Versículo 8. Y al último de todos, como a un abortivo, se me apareció a mí.
And if you look at other verses, he talked about that I may know him.
En otros versículos dice, a fin de conocerle a él.
Seek those things which are above.
Hey, buscar las cosas que están arriba.
One thing Paul knew.
Una cosa Pablo supo.
He knew that he knew Jesus.
Él sabía que conocía a Cristo.
That was his testimony.
Ese era su testimonio.
You look everywhere he went.
Donde sea que Pablo fue.
Every opportunity he had.
Cada oportunidad que tuvo.
Whether it was in a good opportunity.
Cuando fue una buena oportunidad.
Or whether it was in a bad situation.
Aún en una situación difícil.
Paul told people about Christ.
Pablo les predicaba a la gente de Cristo.
He told people about what Jesus Christ did in his life.
Pablo les dijo lo que Cristo hizo en su vida.
How Jesus Christ changed him.
Cómo Cristo cambió su vida.
We can't do that if we don't really know him.
Hey, no podemos decir eso si realmente no lo conocemos.
By the way, we are not called churchians.
Hey, no somos llamados iglesianos.
That's pretty good. Yeah. We're called cristianos.
Somos cristianos.
You're supposed to say it in English.
Oh, cristianos.
Thank you, okay.
Sounds easier in Spanish.
We're called Christians.
Somos llamados cristianos.
We're supposed to be those who know Christ.
Somos llamados aquellos que conocemos a Cristo.
Now let me ask you this.
Dame una pregunta.
How close are you to him?
¿Qué tan cerca usted está a él?
Listen, our theme isn't just because we needed a colorful banner.
Hey, nuestro lema no es porque tenemos nomás, queremos un banner de color.
We will know Christ through his word.
Vamos a conocer a Cristo a través de su palabra.
I don't know how many times, Brother Campa.
No sé cuántas veces, hermano Campa.
That must be weird for you. I don't know. By the way, is he saying what I'm saying or is he saying something completely different?
Estoy diciendo lo que él está diciendo, estoy diciendo otras cosas.
I know a few Spanish words to keep you in line, buddy.
Sé varios en español para mantenerte bien.
I don't know how many times.
No sé cuántas veces.
Someone will come in and we're talking about a problem going on in their life.
Alguien viene y empezamos a hablar de algún problema en su vida.
And as we're talking, trying to work through it.
Y mientras hablamos y tratamos de arreglar algo.
They'll make a statement like this.
Hacen un comentario como este.
Well, I know I'm not reading my Bible.
Pues yo sé que no estoy leyendo mi Biblia.
Or spending time with God.
O pasando tiempo con Dios.
But.
Pero.
And then they'll go back to the problem.
Vuelven al problema otra vez.
And they sweep that under the rug.
Y lo meten abajo de la carpeta.
I contend that is the problem.
Yo sé cuál es el problema.
How can we be what we're supposed to be?
¿Cómo podemos ser quien debemos de ser?
If we're not spending time with
si
him.
Si no estamos pasando en la palabra de Dios.
We need to be in the book.
Tenemos que estar en el libro.
We need to be a church that knows Jesus Christ.
Tenemos que ser una iglesia que conoce a Cristo Jesús.
Paul didn't just know Jesus.
Pablo no solamente conocía a Jesús.
He knew himself.
Conocía a él mismo.
He says this.
Él dijo esto.
For I am the least of the apostles that am not meet to be called an apostle because I persecuted the church of God.
Versículo 9. Porque yo soy el más pequeño de los apóstoles, que no soy digno de ser llamado apóstol, porque perseguí a la iglesia de Dios.
He knew he was nothing more than a flawed man.
Él sabía que él no era nadie más que un hombre con muchas faltas.
A man that without Christ,
un hombre sin Cristo,
did all kinds of horrible things.
Hizo un montón de cosas malas.
Now he wasn't saying this as a woe is me type of thing.
Pero no era salvo.
Paul was saying this.
Pablo decía esto.
Because he knew Christ,
porque conocía a Cristo,
he knew his place.
Conocía su lugar.
Listen, we're just people that are loving God.
¿Sabe? Somos gente que amamos a Dios.
Knowing God.
Conocemos a Dios.
Trying to serve him to the best of our
ability. Y tratando de servirle lo mejor que podemos.
Let's be very careful that we don't think too highly of ourselves.
Hay que tener cuidado de no creernos más de lo que somos.
Everything is not about us.
Hey, no es nada acerca de nosotros.
By the way, we have too many people that are like that.
Hey, hay muchos cristianos que piensan así.
They see everything through the lens of themselves.
Piensan y miran todo de acuerdo al ojo de su vida.
What is this church going to do for me?
¿Qué va a hacer esta iglesia para mí?
Well, if you become a member,
bueno, si se hace miembro,
you can tithe.
Puedes diezmar.
And park off site.
Hey, what?
Park off site.
Oh, y parquearte afuera.
I got it.
Amen.
No park aquí. Okay. By the way,
don't park here.
News break. Don't park next door either. Okay.
Hey, no te parques con el vecino.
You say, well, wait a minute, I'm a member, I should be able to park in the parking lot.
Hey, pero soy miembro y debería parquearme atrás.
Hey, on Thursday night, first come, first serve.
Hey, el jueves, parquéate si vienes y no hay nadie.
But on Sunday, save it for the new people.
Hey, pero el domingo, déjalo para los nuevos.
And by the way, I saw one of my cars out there.
Y sabes, vi uno de mis carros allá.
I'm sorry.
Perdón.
They're not a member yet, so that's okay.
No son miembros todavía.
But it's not about you.
Hey, no es acerca de... De ti.
You know how you get the most out of church?
¿Sabes cómo sacas lo mejor de las cosas de Dios?
Quit worrying about what you get out of church.
Hey, para de pensar qué va a haber para ti.
When you get involved and you're doing something,
cuando te involucres y hagas algo para él,
the byproduct is you'll love it.
Hey, el producto que va a venir de ahí es que vas a amar la iglesia.
Same thing with Christianity.
Igualmente con las cosas de
well,
Dios.
Well, it's all about me.
Es siempre todo para mí.
Jesus does this for me.
Cristo hace esto para mí.
Jesus does that for me.
Oh, él hace esto para mí.
Jesus is asking, what are you doing for him?
Hey, ahora la pregunta es, ¿qué estás haciendo tú para él?
It's not about us.
No es acerca de mí.
Now, by the way, when we serve him, we do get a lot out of it.
Ahora, cuando le servimos, sí le damos mucho.
You know, I was in Bible college.
Cuando estaba en colegio bíblico.
A lot of the guys I knew,
muchos de los que conocía,
they wanted to be preachers.
Querían ser predicadores.
But you know why?
Pero ¿sabes por qué?
They brag about, I got up and how mean they
querían
were to people.
Querían levantarse y decir, yo me levanté, you know, y fe, que les tiré.
I want to preach around the country.
Quiero predicar en todo el país.
I want to preach around the world.
Quiero predicar en todo el mundo.
I want to have thousands of people.
Quiero tener miles de personas.
Listen, grab a broom.
Hey, agarra una escoba.
And not the one your wife flies.
Y no la que la tu esposa usa.
I'm kidding. By the way, some of you guys are the ones that are flying the broom.
Algunos de ustedes hombres son los que la vuelan.
But listen, they have that's no concept about what it means to serve people.
Ese no es el concepto de lo que se trata servir a alguien, a la gente.
It's not about look at me.
Hey, no es acerca de mírame.
It's about why don't we just get together and see what we can do to help people.
Por favor, no es ¿por qué no nos juntamos a ver qué podemos hacer?
Pablo,
memo,
was not the least of the apostles.
Pablo no era el mejor de los apóstoles.
My estimation,
mi estimación.
He was the greatest.
Era el mejor.
Not you.
Tú
he
no.
was the greatest.
Era
Listen,
el mejor.
The first part of Acts is all about Peter.
Hey, todo el primer capítulo, principio del libro de Hechos es acerca de Pablo.
Once Paul came on the scene,
cuando viene Pablo,
it's about Paul.
Ya no es Pablo.
And by the way, for you English, it's not Peter, Paul, and Mary, okay?
Para ustedes que creen que es Pablo, Pedro y María, no es.
How many of you know what that means?
¿Cuántos saben qué es? ¿Cuántos sí entienden qué es eso?
Shame on you.
Vergüenza debería de darles.
Okay, I shouldn't tell you this. We were playing this game at one of our fellowships.
Estamos jugando un juego en uno de nuestros convivios.
My kids know I wasn't saved when I was a teenager.
Mis hijos saben que yo no fui salvo de joven.
It's these words that come up and you got to give hints to guess what it is, right?
Sale una palabra y tienes que hacer una mueca para adivinar.
I think it was the 70s.
Y creo que era la palabra los 70s.
So it pops up.
Sale este.
My daughter goes, your favorite music group.
Y dice, sale mi hija dice, hey, la música que a ti te gusta.
I said Led Zeppelin.
Le dije Zeppelin.
She was right.
Sí, cierto, era esa.
That was in the past, though. Okay.
Eso fue en el pasado.
And I don't know what that has to do anything, but
no sé qué tiene nada que ver esto, pero
he knew himself.
Pablo se conocía.
Let's not think too highly of ourselves.
No pensemos más alto de lo que somos.
But I like this. Let's give the flip side of it. Paul also knew the past.
Hey, Pablo conocía su pasado.
The next verse, it goes, by the grace of God, I am what I am.
Versículo 10, pero por la gracia de Dios soy lo que soy.
Paul's thinking back to the way he used to be.
Pablo está hablando acerca de la manera que antes era.
But he's saying by God's grace, that's not him anymore.
Pero dice, por la gracia de Dios ya no soy lo que era antes.
If you're not careful,
si no tienes cuidado,
and you got saved a little later on in life,
y te salvaron, y fuiste salvo más adelante en tu vida,
you can let your past bum you out.
Puede tu pasado controlar tu vida.
And Satan will throw that at you.
Y Satanás te la va a traer.
And sometimes we struggle with things in our Christian life.
Y a veces batallamos con cosas así en la vida cristiana.
And then we say,
y decimos,
well, you know, after all, I didn't grow up in a Christian family.
Bueno, al final del día no crecí en una escuela, en una iglesia cristiana, en una familia cristiana.
Listen, we know Jesus Christ now.
Conocemos ahora a Cristo.
Don't let that discourage you.
No dejes que eso te desanime.
Remember, we used to go to youth conference many years ago before we had our own.
Cuando íbamos a grupo de jóvenes hace años.
And I was a youth director for a while, and we'd take them up to youth conference.
Y yo era el director y nos daban permiso de llevarlos a lejos.
And for a couple years, there was something that kind of bothered me when
y había algo por años que me molestaba.
Not about the youth conference.
Nada del grupo de la conferencia de jóvenes.
But all the guys, they had four or five speakers.
Tenían cuatro o cinco predicadores.
Great guys.
Buenos predicadores.
At that time.
En aquel tiempo.
And they would all get up and talk about they were raised in Christian families.
Y hablaban sobre que fueron creados en familias cristianas.
All of them would talk about the influence of their dad in their life.
Y todos hablaban de la influencia de su familia, su papá, su mamá.
And I'd sit back there and I think, I didn't have that.
Y yo me sentaba y me decía, yo no tuve eso.
You know, I didn't have a dad in the home.
Yo no tuve un papá en casa.
You know, I just didn't have that upbringing.
No tuve esa clase de crianza en mi vida.
But can I tell you something? That doesn't matter.
Pero sabe que eso no importa.
Wherever you're at,
donde estás,
whatever God's brought you out
de
of,
donde Dios te sacó,
that's the past.
Es el pasado.
You know, Paul could have sat there and thought, I can't believe I used to kill these people.
¿Sabes? Pablo podía dicho, no puedo creer lo que mataba a estas personas.
And by the way, he probably saw some bad things.
¿Sabes que a lo mejor miró cosas muy malas?
But he put that to the past.
Pero la dejó en el pasado.
Forgetting those things which are behind.
Dejando atrás las cosas que estaban atrás.
See, because Satan will use that to slow you down.
¿Sabes? Porque Satanás va a usar eso para detenerte.
And by the way, I know a lot of you in here.
¿Y sabe? Yo conozco muchos de ustedes.
I've been here the whole time.
Que han estado aquí.
I could tell stories about you.
Puedo contar historias de ustedes.
I could probably get paid for it.
Y capaz que me pagan.
Now you look good now.
Ahora, miras ahora.
By the way, if you're new, let me just tell you something.
Si eres nuevo,
don't let their looks fool you.
Hey, si eres nuevo, no dejes que la apariencia te engañe.
They were bad people.
También eran gente mala.
But you know what? That's the past.
Pero ese es el pasado.
Don't let Satan use that on you.
No dejes que Satanás use eso en tu vida.
Our past is something to praise God we no longer are part of.
Sabes, el pasado es algo que deberíamos de alabar a Dios que ya no estamos ahí.
And thank God for what he's done to bring us to where we're at.
Y darle gracias a Dios por salvarnos y traernos donde estamos.
Next, Paul knew how to serve.
Último, Pablo sabía cómo servir.
He said, but I labored more abundantly than they all.
Dice, antes he trabajado más que todos ellos.
Now he did that by the grace of God.
Ahora
he
hizo
says.
Eso, dice la Biblia, por la gracia de Dios.
Paul was not just someone who sat back.
Pablo no era alguien que nomás se sentaba.
Paul was someone that said, "What can I do?"
Pablo era alguien que decía
to help others.
¿Qué puedo hacer para ayudar a otros?
We have staff orientation every year.
Tuvimos cada año tenemos orientación de facultad.
And Brother Joseph said it in staff orientation.
Y hermano Joseph dijo algo interesante.
Everybody is
todos
to serve God.
Estamos para servir a Dios.
Talking about our college.
Hablando de nuestro colegio, claro.
You know, we're training people to serve God.
Estamos entrenando a gente a servir a Dios.
And by the way, we are in the college.
Y sabe, estamos en el colegio haciendo eso.
And let me say this, thank God we have a college.
Y gracias a Dios tenemos un colegio.
And let me say this, thank God we have a Christian school.
Y gloria a Dios tenemos una escuela cristiana.
I'm for the Christian school.
Estoy a favor de la escuela cristiana.
Don't ever say anything bad about the Christian school to me.
No digas nada acerca de mí de la escuela cristiana.
I'm glad that God's given us that.
Gracias a Dios que Dios nos dio eso.
There is no way I could put my kids
in a godless school. I wouldn't do it. Meter a mis hijos ahí, fuera de ahí.
And by the way, sometimes people think, well, then my kids aren't going to be able to this and that.
Y sabe, a veces los papás dicen, es que mi hijo si lo meto ahí no va a poder ser esto o esto.
I have 5 graduates.
Tengo 5 graduados.
They're all doing fine.
Todos están haciendo una buena vida.
School didn't hurt them at all.
La escuela no les ayudó, digo, no les arruinó en nada.
Now back to Joseph.
Ahora regresando a Joseph.
In the context, he's saying that in the college we say so. We're training full time. He goes, but everybody is supposed to be in the ministry.
En el contexto, él está hablando de que el colegio debe de servir, pero en la vida cristiana todos debemos de servir a Dios.
All of us in some way are supposed to be helping somebody.
Todos de una manera u otra deberíamos estar sirviendo a alguien más.
Paul took off. Paul was willing to give his whole life.
Pablo le dio toda su vida a Dios.
Now maybe God's not called you to give your whole life.
A lo mejor Dios no te está llamando a que le des toda tu vida.
But there are ways you can be involved.
Pero hay maneras en que sí puedes involucrarte.
I remember after 6 months of serving God, being in the church.
Me acuerdo que después de 6 meses de haber llegado a la iglesia de servir a Dios,
as a newer Christian,
como un cristiano nuevo,
the pastor got up and talked about serving God.
El pastor se paró y dijo, hay que servir a Dios.
And I'm like, I'm in.
Y dije, estoy ahí.
So I volunteered for Sunday school ministry.
Así que me hice voluntario en la escuela dominical.
And then I volunteered for setting up the school.
Y luego me hice voluntario para ayudar a la escuela.
And then their mistake, I volunteered for rest home ministry.
Y luego el error fue me hice voluntario para el ministerio de aquellos que tienen descanso.
Like next door, Jerry.
Como los only, que están pasando.
Only worse off.
Un poquito como los que están aquí atrás.
And then they made the mistake of letting me preach.
Y luego hicieron el error de dejarme predicar.
I didn't know what to say.
No sabía qué decir.
It was all these older people, and most of them were in bad health.
Y eran muchos ancianitos y la mayoría estaban
they wheeled them
en
all
mala,
in wheelchairs.
Mala salud.
And I, as brilliant as I was,
y yo tan sabio como era,
I preached on death.
Y prediqué de la muerte.
You're going to die someday.
Te vas a morir un día.
Listen, most of them could have testified. they see the boogeyman. He's right there.
Muchos pudieran testificar que ya estaban viendo a la muerte ahí.
Now they were nice. Oh, the poor young kid doesn't know what he's talking about.
Todos estaban pensando este jovencito no sabe qué está hablando.
And then I got involved in the bus ministry.
Yo me involucré en el autobús.
I was on the bus for 1 week.
Estaba en el autobús por una semana.
And I thought, I am never coming back.
Y dije, nunca voy a regresar.
They didn't have the limits how many kids you could put on the bus.
Y no tenían los límites en aquel tiempo de cuántos puedes meter.
It's 100 degrees outside.
A 100 grados afuera.
We had a 60-passenger bus.
Teníamos un autobús de 60 pasajeros.
We had 120 on it.
Y teníamos 120.
And broken windows everywhere.
Y ventanas quebradas donde sea.
I'm like, I ain't doing this.
Dije, ya no vuelvo a hacer esto.
There's just no way.
Dije, no.
And 2 months later,
dos meses después,
I'm running the bus route.
Estoy corriendo el autobús.
I'm out visiting on
estoy
my motorcycle.
Visitando en mi motocicleta.
Listen, I had so many things I was involved in.
Estaba muy involucrado.
Because I loved it.
Porque lo amaba.
It was great.
Era algo bueno.
Paul got involved.
Pablo se involucró.
And then the last thing is this.
Y el último.
Paul knew the proper motive.
Pablo tenía el motivo correcto.
That's what we do.
Es lo que hacemos.
And why we do it.
Y por qué lo hacemos.
Yet not I, but the grace of God which was in me. Therefore, whether it were I or they, so we preach and so you believed.
Porque o sea yo, o sea ellos, así predicamos y así habéis creído.
He says, it's not me.
Dije, Pablo, no soy yo.
And it's not you.
Y no es ni tú.
It's the grace of God.
Es la gracia de Dios.
He gave
él dio
the credit to where it was due.
El crédito a quien merece el crédito.
Why do we do what we do?
¿Por qué hacemos lo que hacemos?
It has to be for God.
Tiene que ser por Dios.
If it's not for God, it will not last.
Hey, si no es por Dios, no va a permanecer.
Now, in our church in the last 3 years,
en nuestra iglesia por los pasados 3 años,
we went through a big change.
Entramos a un cambio.
With pastor's illness.
Con la enfermedad del pastor.
And I know they don't mean this.
Yo sé que no lo hacen a propósito.
But pastors or missionaries will come by and come visit the church.
Pastores
and be here.
Y misioneros van a vienen a la iglesia.
And they'll ask how everything's going.
Y preguntan cómo está todo.
I'm like, things are going
y yo les
good.
Digo, todo está corriendo bien.
God's still doing stuff.
Dios todavía está haciendo cosas.
And they're like, really?
Y dicen, ¿de verdad?
And they don't mean it, but it's almost like they're saying, you know what? We kind of thought this was going to fall apart.
No lo hacen a propósito, pero suena como que yo pensé que eso sí iba a caer.
I'll tell you why things have not fallen apart.
Te voy a decir por qué las cosas no se han caído aquí.
Now, we have great church members.
Tenemos una gran membresía.
By the way, all of our staff are great.
¿Sabe?
They've been here forever.
Toda la facultad son buenos.
But you know why I think it's going great?
¿Sabes por qué está todo corriendo bien?
Because God's doing it, not
porque,
us.
Porque es Dios quien está haciendo esto y no el hombre.
If we could get up here and say, "Let me tell you why things are great."
Mira, me puedo parar y decir, déjame decirte por qué las cosas están bien aquí.
Step 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Paso 1, 2, 3, 4 y 5.
Let me tell you what I'm doing.
Déjame te digo lo que yo estoy haciendo.
I ain't doing anything.
No estoy haciendo nada.
You know what? It could just be that Pastor Esposito built the church on God.
A lo mejor, Pastor Esposito levantó la iglesia en Dios.
Could just be the church is built on God.
Hey, la iglesia fue fundada en Dios.
What was the phrase that was always used?
¿Cuál era la frase que siempre se usaba?
The favor of God.
El favor de Dios.
If you can explain what God is doing in your life, it's not God.
Hey, si tú puedes explicar lo que Dios está haciendo en tu vida, entonces no es de Dios.
Now you ought to be able to tell what God is doing.
Ahora sí puedes decir lo que Dios ha hecho por ti.
But you shouldn't be able to explain how it's being done.
Pero no puedes explicar cómo ha sido hecho.
Why don't we just give God the glory for everything that happens?
¿Por qué no empezamos a darle a Dios la gloria por todo lo que ha sucedido?
See, because that's what God is looking for.
Porque sabes es lo que Dios busca.
And when you do that,
y cuando lo haces,
he gets the glory.
Él recibe la gloria.
He's going to keep doing it.
Y va a seguir haciéndolo.
Let's all stand this morning.
Vamos a ponernos de pie, por favor, esta tarde.